Today's Mishnah and Masechet Machshirin, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKadosh, is Machshirin Perek Beit and Mishnah Zion. Matzah Batinok Mushlach, continuing our discussion from yesterday, in which we have a city which is partially populated by Akum, and partially populated by Israel. And as we said, there is in this perek the general halacha of going according to the rov, and in the event that it's a mechza al mechza, of being machmir. So one of the cases that we have is where we find a tinok that is left in a basket, and nobody knows who it was exactly that had done that. And the question is, do we treat this tinok as an akum, or do we treat this tinok as a Yisroel? So, matzah bat tinok mushlach, im rov goyim goy. If most of the people in town are akum, then we have to treat this tinok as a goy, and he's allowed to eat tarfus and so on and so forth. And we wouldn't return his aveda to him because he would have a din of an akum. But what if it's rov Yisroel? Then we have to treat him like a Yisroel, and we would be machzer avedasei. We wouldn't feed him the veles and so on. How about if it's mechzer lemechzer? We'd have to be machmir, but this would be legabe the halacha of nezikin. Imagine, here's where we get into a problem. Because if a shor is nogeach, a shor of Yisroel, and that shor belongs to an akum, so then it doesn't matter whether he's a tam or whether he's a muad. You'll remember this was the one ruling that the Romans couldn't tolerate. It wouldn't matter what his din is. He would always pay nezek shalom. If it's a Yisroel, then it would be Chatzi Nezek. Now, in the case where we've got a Mechza al Mechza over here, we've got a problem of Hamotzi Mechavero all of Araya. Because if his shor was Mazik and he is sued for Nezek Sholem, so then in that case, we'd have to treat him as a Yisroel, which would be a Kula, so to speak, because he could say, prove that I am a goy. If you prove that I'm a goy, fine, I'll pay you nezek shalom. But if you can't prove it, then you'll have to treat me as a Yisroel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says you got a big mistake in this particular case. Because in this particular case, Jews do not throw babies into baskets and put them on the steps of the church, you know? So by definition, we ain't talking about Yisrael over here, and this has got to be a non-Yisrael. So holchim acharov hamashlichin. You take a look at what's the likelihood of the group of people that would have thrown a baby out in a basket, and this baby may not even be in a basket, or we may have found the baby in a trash can for that matter. And therefore, we should not consider it to be a typical going according to Mechza al Mechza, or even the rove of just the population. Perek Beit Mishnah Chet in Machshirin. Matzah ba Mitziah. Now, what would be the din if you find something, a guy's wallet drop? And here you've got both Yisroel and Akum in this city. Are you mechuyev to be machriz on that aveda and return it or not? So im rov goyim inu tzarich lachriz, you don't have to return it because it's not chayev, and in fact you're not supposed to be machzir the aveda. And because of that, why don't you have to be machmer in order to make sure if it turns out to be a Yisroel? Because even if a Yisroel had dropped a wallet, he knows that most of the people in town are goyim. And therefore, he doesn't think he's ever going to get this wallet back, which means that you have Yush Baalim. And in a case where you can assume Yush Baalim, there's no chiyuv of Hashavah Rachroza. Therefore, in both cases, you would be put. Im Rov Yisrael, however, Tzarech Lachriz, there, if you found it in a place where you have the population of Yisrael being the Rov, and this doesn't necessarily mean, as the Rambam paskens, that the population of the whole city is the determining issue, the population of the place where it's found is the determining issue. If it's Mechza L'Mechza, then you'd have to be Machrez, because you don't know for sure that he was Mityaesh in such a case. How about if Matzaba Pat? You found Pat. Is the Pat kosher or not? Hochin Achar Rov Hanachtomim. So in such a case, you go according to most of the bakeries, and because this is still at the time that Pas Akum was Osir, so even though subsequently we were Mater Pas Anachtomim, that this Mishnah is at the time of the Isser of Pat Akum, even when it comes from the Nachtom. V'imaita Pat Isa, Pat Isa. If you're talking about Wonder Bread, Pat Isa means that it's very clean white bread. So then, what kind of people eat Pat Isa? Or what kind of bakers bake Pat Isa? Because the normal bread at the time was what we would call whole wheat. Rabbi Yehuda, amen? Imaita Pat Kiver. If you're talking about health bread, which is mostly kind of bread that Richie would eat. Oh, Richie's not here, so I can't make fun of him. This is bran bread, so it's got a very high fiber content in terms of bran. So then if it's pat kiver, ochid afgarov ochle pat kiver. And again, that would be defined in each particular place according to its minhag. So according to Rav Yehuda, it turns out, most of the Rishonim say, that according to Rav Yehuda, since Nachtomim don't bake pat kiver, it's always going to be the individuals. You have to look into who actually makes pat kiver. It's very sad that this Mishnah should come up today on the Levaya of Dr. Mark, who was the one who was mamish. He was killed in the pigua, in the terrible pigua in Ramot yesterday, in which Dr. Mark was actually, he was a very wonderful cardiologist and a bentera, and he came to Eretz Yisrael with the intention of teaching people in Eretz Yisrael to eat healthy bread. The bread here used to be standard bread. It was very, very poshut bread, did not have a proper mix of ingredients, according to him, and he created that bread that's called Dr. Mark's bread. He was Dr. Mark's. So this was the pat kiver that he would put in a lot of fiber into the bread as well. As you know, I'm sure you've seen the Dr. Mark bread and you didn't realize the history of it, but unfortunately, yeah, it goes according to whoever would make pat kiver. Okay, everyone, thank you so much. And thank you, Mr. Gavi, for taking us through the Galil with you, which is mamash mechaye levaves that are in Tsar. And it's, boy, oh boy. Thank you so much. Okay, Rabbi Sekol, Tuftov, everyone. Koyev Aleph.